relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
From the ReliefFactor.com studios, this is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Bit of tone jet gets you in the mood, why? Because we're going to talk to a woman who is a warrior for the truth, and she's admitted to us she's just arrived in the swamp and she is prepared to, well, not pull any punches. No holds are barred. And we're going to tell the truth about... Well, we talked about it with JD. The failure of the institutional Republican Party. By the way, this is America First. I'm your host, Sebastian Gorka. This is one-on-one in studio with none other than President Trump's former attorney. She is Jenna Ellis, chair of the National Election Integrity Alliance, of which I am a member, full disclosure. She's an expert in constitutional law, and she knows where the bones, the skeletons are buried. Welcome back in studio, Jenna Ellis.
Happy 2022, or as we were just talking, Biden thinks it's still 2020, so yes. Who knows, but happy new year regardless.
Cut one. Let's go straight to that. We haven't used in the last 2 hours. Eric, cut one.
There's a lot of reason to be hopeful in 2020.
Is he still in his basement?
He's in the fake studio. He's in the fake White House studio. He's got a, I'm not joking, guys. He put that up again and freeze it. He's got a green screen in the fake window behind him with a photograph of snow on the rose garden. Yeah, that is actually, if you've seen Capricorn 1, the faked Martian landing, it is Capricorn 1 is now real, and Sleepy Creepy is in a fake White House. You don't believe me? Look it up. And he thinks it's 2020. Good place to start. Okay, let's unpack all of this. Let's begin with a comment you made as I was making you a delicious cup of coffee. You said...
It is delicious, thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. Dunkin's makes the best. Did you hear what the new mayor of New York said about Dunkin's?
I didn't. That was trending on Twitter, but I didn't know why.
So
I didn't bother to look.
He's standing there in a bloody hoodie... Not a good look, saying vax or something. I mean, it's like some pro, jab garbage. A white... You're the mayor, dude. You're the mayor. Show some respect for the office of mayor. And he, as a black man, starts to rail against shoe shiners in New York and the people who make the coffee at Dunkin's, and he said, who don't have the academic credentials to understand how important vaccines are.
Oh, I take exception to that. My first job when I first graduated law school, because I was going to be a prosecutor, but those government roles, of course, are few in number, and so I was kind of waiting my turn, was actually working at Starbucks, the one literally here,
Starbucks,
right by your studio.
Oh, can we be friends?
I mean, I'm just saying, this was like 10 years ago.
So you became a professor of constitutional law, but you actually were a barista? How is that possible? The mayor of New York says that's impossible.
And you know what? I was one of the most highly credited. I had my professional Juris Doctor degree making coffee, which
You're
was
a
fine.
JD making coffee.
And that was fine.
But that's not possible.
I was not above that. But
the mayor of New York says that's not possible.
Yeah, so how does he know that all of those people at Dunkin' didn't just graduate from law school,
Hang on. What is this guy's name anyway? What is the mayor's name? Eric, what's his name?
Adams? Eric Adams.
Eric Adams, yeah. Okay.
Like, what an
idiot. I just love it. We're just going to clip this piece. Eric, okay? We have in studio right now somebody who actually served coffee, not in Dunkin's, which is better than Starbucks, but, in a coffee franchise, who had her JD and ended up as attorney to the president, you putz. God, what an arrogant individual. Don't have the academic credentials to understand COVID. Who do you? And the shoe shiners. Really? That's
what
New York elected?
He is.
And he's a former cop. What does a cop speak so derisively of people who actually, you know, America runs on Dunkin's. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and this is
bloody good coffee.
This is the leftist, and I agree with you 100%. And we can have the Starbucks Dunkin debate sometime because
Starbucks,
it's not
garbage.
Okay,
garbage.
But here's,
that's the debate.
Okay,
over.
No,
finish.
No, because Starbucks is more readily available anywhere you want it, and it's quick and it's convenient. It's not necessarily
it's still
the best
crap.
Coffee, but it is caffeine. It is coffee, and you can get it, and it's reliable.
I'm sorry.
Anyway,
Dunkin's
so if
coffee.
You have the choice,
are we like, on topic?
But,
are we
no.
on topic? No, we
no,
are because
but,
you've
but
got
are,
to be
but,
the president's attorney.
Yes, and because the how insane these leftists are. There was a story yesterday about how a public school teacher vaccinated one of her students without the parents' knowledge, and she was arrested. Good, yeah. And for practicing medicine without a license, which there
hang,
should
hang
be
on.
Assault and battery
hang
charges.
On. I wanted to stop you there because I. The first way you expressed that, I thought, hang on, the teacher actually stuck the needle in
yes.
the kid?
Yes.
What?
Yes, at her home, which, why is
what?
The student
How
at
How does
her
she
home?
Have access to vaccine?
That's a very good question, and the story did not, has not revealed that yet. I'm very interested
Creepy.
To know that. But what is so appalling about the leftist mentality, like Eric Adams, like this teacher, like Fauci, like everyone else, is that they think that average American citizens don't have the qualities and don't deserve our God-given rights, like parental rights, like our own healthcare decision-making, and have the ability to make our own informed decisions. It's appalling, and that's the definition of elitism.
All right. We're still not on topic, but since we're here...
But we ranted. It's okay.
It's all right. I think it makes for good radio. You can tell us, guys. We're 2 hours in. We haven't used this cut. And it talks to all of this. This is John Berman, who I guess suddenly is head of virology at Johns Hopkins, not some moron at CNN. Cut four. Play cut.
By and large, it's the unvaccinated who aren't wearing masks. It's the unvaccinated who aren't social distancing. It's the unvaccinated going to crowded indoor events there. And so there's this bizarre irony here that the ones who are behaving are being told to behave 10 times more so.
What's inery? The bizarre inery? Isn't he like a TV host? I don't know. Anyway, how does he know that it's the unvaccinated going to bars? Is he like a mentalist?
I guess he also presumes that AOC isn't vaccinated because she was just in Florida with me. I didn't run into her, but you know, she was there partying unmasked. So clearly she's not vaccinated.
Clearly, we actually forgot to mention this yesterday, and Eric, because he remembers things, he does, he's young, he mentioned in our pre-show production meeting, Dr. G, you didn't mention it yesterday, do we have that delightful photo? There she is, that pasty individual. I mean, those Birkenstocks, men should not, I'm sorry, men, especially pasty white men, should not wear, that is a bad image. And where is she? Florida.
Free Florida.
Free, the free state of Florida. Okay, we got 3 minutes left in our first segment, but you're here for the first hour. Would you just expand a little on the topic I invited you to discuss here today? You said over the coffee machine, the GOP really hasn't done anything since election.
No, they really haven't. And unfortunately for all of the allies...
To
fix things. Yeah, I mean, there have been some legislation that's passed, but unfortunately, like the conservatives and the spineless people like to do in the swamp, there's been a ton of discussion with very little movement. And this is the problem with committees, is that they just like to discuss and they like to pat each other on the back and say, oh, everything's great and it's fine, but they're not actually moving the needle. And so what we need to do before 2022 is to make sure that common sense legislation is passed. And the key to this, the biggest thing, is that state legislatures need to, by statute, reclaim their authority under Article 2, Section 1.2, and make sure that they have the sole plenary authority to certify the results rather than delegating that to the secretaries of state. Because what we saw in the 2020 election was that there was initially with Team Trump, we asked for a stay on the certifications to make those challenges. The secretaries of state, who were Democrat, refused to do that. The state legislature said, oh, sorry, we can't, you know,
but,
not
But isn't
authority.
It true that in various states, I know this is the case in Pennsylvania with its own constitution, this is already there. There should be no requirement to have to re-legislate it.
There isn't. Yeah, but states have... statutorily delegated that responsibility. So they need to reclaim it. They don't necessarily have to do that by legislation. But I argued to them, reclaim your authority. The Constitution, you can't legislate away your power in the Constitution. That's the problem. But there was this whole debate among Republicans, who of course are spineless, and they wanted to just say, oh, we didn't know. Sorry, we can't call ourselves back into session. We don't know what
we're doing. What's the percentage? I know this is hard, but you know, you've been there, you've been arguing this across the various states. What is the... 50-50, 70-30 between ignorance, they just didn't know they had the powers, or just, as you said, gutlessness?
I think gutlessness is probably 99%. Wow. Because we informed them. I personally informed them. And once they knew, they still had time to do something about it and to actually reclaim their authority. But they refused on the basis of spinelessness. And it wasn't all of them. I mean, we have people like Doug Mastriano up in Pennsylvania, who's great. Mark Fincham, who's running for Secretary of State out in Arizona. Wendy Rogers. I mean, others who get it, they know, and they have been champions on the front line saying we need election integrity. But what bothers me the most about the left is that they are trying to use and manipulate words and phrases, like saying that President Trump meant overturn, like undermine election integrity.
We'll talk about the perversion of the English language. Follow her right now, Jenna Ellis, ESQ, on all the platforms that matter. Host of The Jenna Ellis Show and contributor, colleague of mine at Newsmax. This is America First, and you're listening to the Salem Radio Network. Whether it's the regular Hellcat or whether it's the compensated RDP with that miniature red dot, I love them all. How did it take so long to invent a factory compensated subcompact 9mm? Well, guess what? Springfield did it, and I'm a huge fan, and I'm Sebastian Gorka.
The Hellcat from Springfield Armory is still the smallest, highest capacity micro compact in the world. Available in standard or optics-ready configurations, the class-leading capacity of the Hellcat gives you 11+1 with the standard magazine and 13+1 with the included extended mag. The definitive concealed carry pistol is here. The Hellcat from Springfield Armory gives you the capacity to defend.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America first.
You want product, we give you product. Just 2 days ago, we had the idea. It's not good enough to have a Let's Go Brandon hat, a t-shirt, or a yard sign. I brought my yard sign in. It's in the window of the green room so DC can see it. We said we need flags. We need 5-foot-long flags. And they're already in the store. So excited, Randy, you're a master. Go to SebGorkaStore.com, get all of your America First gear, including our 3x5 flags that say, Let's Go Brandon. Everything else you need that's America First, the mugs, the tumblers, the hats, the t-shirts, the softest hoodie in the world, all of my books, and the t-shirt we made for President Trump coming on our show recently. If you're woke, you're a loser. Go to SebGorkaStore.com, that's SebGorkaStore.com, and just treat yourself, or just do it to annoy the neighbors. We are back.
You should get a hoodie. You know who should get a hoodie? Is Eric Adams. He should get an America First hoodie.
He should. We should send one to the new mayor of New York with a little card, a little bonus, you know, voucher card for Dunkin'.
Yeah, right. Care package.
Let's do that. Let's do that. I like that. Okay, we are back. She's already revealed herself. Jenna Ellis, former attorney to the president. She's a contributor to Newsmax, host of the Jenna Ellis Show. Oh, I like this in her bio. It says, America's lawyer. I like that a lot. I hired a lawyer to file suit against Nancy Pelosi's subpoena of my phone records. If you missed that, check it out. Go to my locals page. All the documentation is there, gorka.locals.com. I read the key parts out. I was impressed. I didn't know these lawyers. I was impressed. What they've done, we'll see what it results in. But you got to fight the bullies. Go to gorka.locals.com for all the information. Let's talk about the January 6th anniversary, and specifically, you mentioned this important point. We've got to talk about Mark Elias, but let's talk about the perversion of language and how the Democrats are using legal terms incorrectly on purpose. Yesterday, the internet blew up for about half an hour, and it's like, Peter Navarro, what is my White House colleague, former colleague, done now? And he gave some interview on some garbage channel, I don't know, MSNBC or CNN, where everybody's tweeting out, they've confessed! Navarro's confessed to the resurrection! To the resurrection? The insurrection!
I think he has confessed that.
I don't know that. I hope he's a man of God. But he's confessed. We've got it. We've got a Trumpster who's confessed live on TV. And I thought, no, because he was the trade advisor to President Trump. What are you talking about? A professor of economics. And I watched the clip, and he actually said, yeah, we had a plan for decertification of the Electoral College, which was interpreted as the word insurrection. So can you talk to us about language and how the left is using it? And why a decertification, this should be obvious, why a decertification isn't an armed insurrection?
Because they're two totally different things. Okay. Just like how the left manipulates man and woman, they're two totally different human beings.
Such a hater.
Yeah, okay. Totally bigoted. So, but,
as a lawyer, walk us through the plan. What would or could or should a decertification look like? We're not talking about armed rebellion. What is it that the GOP, under the auspices of the then president of the assembly, of the Senate, Vice President Pence, what is a decertification, Jenna?
Right. So it depends on when we're talking about
yes.
it. Because now, after January 20th right. of 2021 and Biden, now if there's a decertification, that is a very different legal question. Then,
and that happens at the state level.
Yes. And okay. that would be to correct the record.
Right.
And that may then call into question what Congress can and should do regarding the decertification. What it basically means is that the state legislatures say the certifications were presented to Congress through state law by the secretaries of state, and they were in some way either false or not correct, and they have some error in them.
Let's use the leftist terminology. Problematic. They were problematic.
Right. Okay. So, but there has to be a reason for that. Just like if you have a legal document and you want to amend your legal filing because you say, oh, there's either new information or there was some error, or we want to amend something to correct the record, you go back and you amend it. So to decertify would say we are saying that there is a problem with the original certifications. And so pre-January 6th, the idea of decertifying was to say because the courts didn't grant a stay on certification pending the outcome of litigation, decertifying would say, okay, we are willing to admit for the record that there are still ongoing controversies and we haven't actually addressed the merit of the Trump legal team's claim, which, by the way, no courts have done
no,
yet.
No, I made this point that not listening to evidence doesn't mean there's no evidence, right?
Right.
Right? It might seem obvious to non-lawyers, but not listening to evidence, if a judge refuses to, doesn't mean there is no evidence of fraud.
It's kind of like, for example, when Ralph Northam just kind of ignored that there was, 8 to 10 inches of snow and he didn't do anything about it. Doesn't mean it didn't happen, right?
Doesn't mean that the snow doesn't exist.
And it doesn't mean that there wasn't a senator that was trapped on the road for 27 hours.
Right.
Right?
Let's talk about decertification a little bit more. My understanding is, because Pence refused to send anything back for verification in those problematic battleground states, once the Electoral College votes had been tallied, that's it. Constitutionally, the tally that gives the candidate the requisite majority is the person who becomes president, okay? Even if it is fatally flawed and didn't have a recertification done to it. After that, changing that result, we're in uncharted territory. After somebody's been sworn in as president, we don't have obvious constitutional
tools to deal with that, do we?
Which is exactly why we need to make sure that legislation addresses this so that we are not in this same situation. Because what the left did in 2020 was simply run out the clock, and courts refused to hear the merits. And so now we are in uncharted territory, because the entire purpose of establishing the Electoral College was so that there wasn't corruption, there wasn't this manipulation, and we had state legislatures that could step in when there were problems with the vote tallies, right? And so, and we can get into the history of all that, but basically now, if states were to decertify, let's say, for example, three states did, and they said, we're going to correct our record because based on information that we've done through forensic audits, through, you know, whatever evidence they have observed, then they say, okay, that's sufficient for us, and there's no legal standard. This isn't a court of law. It's a political question in the context of a state legislature.
The state decides for itself.
The state decides.
20,000 votes were fallacious or
unverifiable. Or were illegally cast, or they were ballot harvested, or went against the law somehow. We are convinced that this was falsely certified, then they can pass a resolution in both chambers and decertify, correct their record. Now, if at least three states did that, and so there's now a correction of the record that Joe Biden falls below the 270 number, what does Congress do?
Okay, stop.
What does Congress do?
Stop. I think that's called a cliffhanger. We're 37 seconds away from the end of that segment. Nicely timed there, Jenna Ellis. What happens if the requisite number of states remove the requisite number of votes, Biden drops beneath the required 270. What then? We will keep you on tenterhooks until the next segment. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Stay on this channel. We've all been there. You get out of the shower, out of the bath, reach for the towel, and it's like sanding yourself down with a piece of cardboard. Why? Michael Lindell worked it out. They were importing towels from abroad, adding softness, and when you get home, it's just a con. Do what we've done. Order the incredible new MyPillow towels made with American cotton right here in the United States. Soft and absorbent as long as you own them. The six-piece set, two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths, regularly $109.99. You gonna get them for $39.99. If you use my name, go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio list of specials for deep, deep discounts with promo code G-O-R-K-A. You've never tried a towel like it. 1-800-829-8468. 1-800-829-8468. MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Stand With Israel Tour.
Do you know what I did today because you're so special? My new buddies, you're all my buddies, all 3 million of you listeners here, but I have my locals account, Dan Bongino, finally, and Dave Rubin after a year of telling me, come on, come over. I joined locals. Exclusive access to me directly, content you won't find anywhere else. And I thought, hey, I've just filed this suit against ANSI, and my lawyers have sent it to me. Who do I tell first? I didn't tell any. I sent it to Tucker later. I sent it to, you know, all my buddies in the media. First people I gave it to with locked, so only my members could see it, were my local supporters. How cool is that? You've got to see it first, all 22 pages of it, because that's how much we love you. Join today, gorka.locals.com. You won't regret it. And the nicest thing is, nobody can censor us. It is uncensorable. Gorka.locals.com. We are back with the chair of the National Integrity Alliance, of which I am a member. You can support her. Find out more about that fabulous institution at AmericanGreatnessFund.com. Author of
The Legal Basis for a Moral Constitution.
See, I can barely remember the names of the books I've written, but she can. Look, Eric's put it up on the screen. How did you?
What?
What? That's spooky. The Legal Basis for the Moral Constitution. Jenna Ellis, ESQ. Follow her on all platforms. Okay, we got to continue. We left everybody hanging. I can remember some things. If enough states ex post facto, I just made that up, decertify enough votes that Biden drops beneath the 270 last year, what would happen now? Because I know back then, in January, there's this fruity clause, this scenario B, that the state delegations by party would choose the next president if the Electoral College had failed to come to a 270. And back then, the GOP had the majority of state party representations by state. So we could have chosen President Trump for a second term.
Or they could have chosen Biden.
Or they could,
because given the GOP, yes, that's right, a very real
totally,
possibility.
Totally. So what happens if, 2 months from now, Pennsylvania and Arizona or Michigan or whoever adds up enough, he drops the lead to 270. Where does it leave us as a nation?
In a constitutional crisis, which, by the way, we are in one already. And we are in one not just because
Explain
of the 2020
why.
Election, but because the Democrats are trying to harness every possible power that is not in the Constitution, and they think that their power is unlimited. And that's actually going to be the question this Friday in front of the Supreme Court with the OSHA mandate. Mm-hmm. Because having unlimited authority and applying OSHA's federal power in this much of an overreach would set horrible precedent. And we're already seeing some of the ways that they want to extend that by saying climate change is a health and safety issue.
Yeah, right. It's a national emergency. Do you trust the Supreme Court?
No, but I am also hopeful that even though they are very, very cautious incrementalists, especially under the Roberts Court, that they will see where this precedent could lead them. And what I'm hopeful for, because this isn't on the merits on Friday, this is not about the merit of the vax mandate itself. This is simply about whether or not they will institute a stay on enforcement of the mandate pending the full litigation process. So if they say
it's a temporary stay.
Yes. Right. And so if they just do that, we are happy. And I know that a lot of conservatives want the entire thing right away, but we need to take baby steps and say, okay, we will live to fight another day. That's all that Friday is about.
And the Chief Justice is perhaps our biggest problem, no?
Yes. And what's very interesting about this, and I've compared the vax mandate in a lot of ways to the fatal flaw of Obamacare, where the individual mandate and having to purchase health insurance was deemed unconstitutional for the exact same way that you can't be forced to have a vax mandate and basically have this consideration of mandate for government performance and government freedoms. And so in the very same way that finally and ultimately the individual mandate in Obamacare was deemed unconstitutional, I'm hoping that that same line of analysis will in some way persuade, ultimately, if we get there on the merits, the Chief Justice.
I feel like I'm back in grad school. Thank you, Jenna, for always enlightening us.
That's why I love teaching.
I know, and it shows. The Jenna Ellis Show. You can follow her at Jenna Ellis ESQ on all the relevant platforms. Chair of the National Election Integrity Alliance. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. Pain relief that works. Pain relief that's real. Pain relief that is liberating tens of thousands of Americans across the country from their daily pain, me included. But it's not just me. It's people like Debron from Massachusetts. This is Debron's story. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I am feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. Did you hear those words? My hip pain is gone. That alone should motivate you to order your 3-week quick starter pack right now for the paltry sum of $19.95. Do it today. I guarantee you it'll be at your door in 3 days or less if you take it for 3 weeks. Dr. G's guarantee. By the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Debron, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Do it today. Call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. Or just go to relieffactor.com. You've waited long enough. You know it makes sense. What have you got to lose except the pain? 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
journalism in his little finger than CNN has on its entire network. Sebastian Gorka.
She just compared me to a cuddly teddy bear. She might have to go on the sin bin list for a few weeks. I don't know. If we had a cuddly toy on my website, what should the animal be? Tell me today. Go to my locals page. See, that's a good way to use locals. Tell me what the animal we should put on our SebGorkaStore.com webpage should be as the America First Dr. G cuddly toy. Well, you know, I hope he has fangs and claws.
Spirit animal.
That is so unchristian garbage. Spirit animal. No, the most vicious, vicious animal you'd like in a plush, velvety version. Tell me, go to gorka.locals.com. That's GORKA.locals.com. Gorka.locals.com.
I was trying to appeal to the like five leftists that are listening.
Will you just know they can go to hell? Seriously. Who's the sad case who always calls in like Sam, who lies about his name, and then he's Adam, and then the next time? Dude, you're so amusing. I just love the fact that you watch the show. So entertains me. All right, we're having far too much fun. It's been far too long since she's been in the studio for a whole hour. She's, of course, Janet Ellis, former attorney to President Trump, chair of the National Integrity Election Integrity Alliance. We're talking about perversion of the law. We're talking about how the left has twisted terminology. But before we go to talk about the man who's done it the most, I have to remind everybody, Stand With Israel tour. If you haven't booked your tickets, we have our new dates. November, we are going for 10 days to the Holy Land to walk in the footsteps of our Lord and Savior, where he actually trod the earth. Think of that. If you've never been, you've got to come now. I'm going with Dinesh D'Souza. If you've been before, you've never been with me and Dinesh. Reserve your seats today. Call 855-565-5519. That's 855-565-5519. Just go to standwithisraeltour.com today. I promise you, you won't regret it. StandWithIsraelTour.com. Okay, Jenna, I want to do a whole hour on him, either here on the radio show, or I might actually do it on my Newsmax show on Sunday nights. Who is Mark Elias? And talk to us about his use of the word lately, insurrection.
Yeah, so if you have not had the unfortunate experience of knowing who Mark Elias is, he is an evil troll of the left in the form of a lawyer that is...
Well, isn't he an election thief?
Yeah, and he tries purposefully to do the Democrats' dirty work by filing a lot of cases, and he calls it the democracy docket, which is very tongue-in-cheek because that's exactly what it is not.
Right.
And they're trying to do things like legalize ballot harvesting, legalize all of these different ways that they're actually undermining the right of the American people to have their vote sacrosanct, because we should want to exclude illegally cast ballots. We should make it easy to vote, hard to cheat.
Yeah,
he
wants
to make it very easy to
count
cheat.
Every legal ballot, right? That's what he said.
That's what the president said.
Yeah.
But Biden, if you notice, and I made this point on Tucker very early on in the post 2020 aftermath, was Biden said, oh, yeah, we want all the votes to count. I said, oh, you're missing a term.
Mm-hmm.
You are spinning that. What he didn't say was we want all legal votes
right.
to count. He wants all the votes to count, meaning the ones that were cast illegally. So Mark Elias has been kind of riding on his high horse because he thinks that the court system is totally pro his very evil mission. And I came across this tweet. And if you're not following him, you should, just to see what the left is up to. But he actually posted this on December 20th. No shame. You can actually see that, like, almost hear the glee when he says, my prediction for 2022, before the midterm election, we will have a serious discussion about whether individual Republican House members are disqualified by Section 3 of the 14th Amendment from serving in Congress. We may even see litigation. I did my entire show today. Go and listen to the Jenna Ellis show here on Salem Radio on why this matters. The reason that they are having to falsely continually assert this term insurrection that does not match the reality of January 6, 2021 is because of the 14th Amendment. This is what it says. No person shall be senator, representative, Congress, or elector, et cetera, under any state who, having previously taken an oath as a member of Congress or as an officer of the United States, et cetera, shall have engaged in what?
Insurrection.
Or rebellion against the
same.
So
it's just a way to get rid of Republicans.
So exactly. And so it's a way they, even though the FBI, the DOJ, no one has been charged with insurrection, with treason.
Not one person.
Not one person. They are harnessing the language of the 14th Amendment, which, remember, in historical context, this is part of the Reconstruction Amendments after the Civil War and the secession and that whole, you know, debacle in American history. And so as part of the Reconstruction Amendments, Section 3 of Amendment 14 was written. But what they're trying to do is abuse the Constitution, and they're having to say, oh, this was an insurrection, so that before the midterms, they can try to oust sitting high-ranking members of Congress who are Republicans who stood firm on January 6th and legally objected to the certifications. That's fully within the law.
What is the mechanism for them doing that? What would the Democrats, how would they invoke that insurrection clause?
They would likely litigate. There are probably a couple of ways that they can do that. And the section actually ends that two-thirds of the sitting members of Congress can remove that disqualification, but you know that that won't happen.
No.
So what they're probably going to do, and why he says you may even see litigation, is that they're going to go to the courts, and they'll probably go and forum select to a judge that they think is on their side, who at the district court level will say, yeah, I agree with you, this was an insurrection, and therefore this is disqualified. And rather than saying...
Meaning what? That suddenly they're not a congressman?
Suddenly they're not eligible for office.
Wow.
Yes. Which is how they are trying to... And this is why we're in a constitutional crisis, because the Supreme Court is so lacking in backbone that they won't stand up and say, hold on a second, all of these false impeachments, all of these things like this, this is a perversion of the Constitution. It's a political move.
Right.
And you are trying purposefully simply to litigate against your political opponents when you have no actual legal textual basis.
It's frightening. You know why? Because I found myself listening to you saying, would they do that? And my conclusion is, yeah.
Yeah.
They would. And, after everything they've done to a president as well.
And Mark Elias is openly tweeting about this. He's foreshadowing.
I would know that. I would know that, except for I looked him up and this grave warrior has blocked me. Mark, you're such a brave man. You're like Zaki Poo. What's his name? What's Zaki Poo's name? Always forget it.
Zachary Patrizo.
Ah, Patrizo with a squeaky voice. I think Mark and Elias and Zach Patrizo may be related. I know one
Mark
thing.
Mark doesn't even put his own profile picture on there because he's that bad looking, by the way. And no, Mark, I don't want to date you.
You gotta laugh. You gotta be a happy warrior. Back with Jenna in a moment.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Most awesome pipes in talk radio. Sebastian Gorka.
If you like those pipes and you like the content and our great guests, make it possible by supporting those that support us. People like the Patriot, Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, the pillow that never gets hot, never loses shape, guaranteed for 10 years. 51 million sold, another 150 products on his page. Support the man the left wishes to cancel. Mike will give you up to 66% off if you use my name. Go to MyPillow.com. Get a good night's sleep. Come on, guys. 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com. Promo code G-O-R-K-A. Got to play this cut. We're going to get back to Jen in a second. I've been meaning to play it all day because it's kind of what we have to do as conservatives. Cut 5, Senator Rand Paul.
You know, I'm tired of censorship. And, you know, they say Mark Twain used to say, everybody's complaining about the weather, but nobody's doing anything about it. Well, everybody on the right complains about social media and their censorship. Well, do something about it. Let's quit. So I'm no longer going to let some punk, some snot-nosed kid over at YouTube decide that a speech that I gave on the Senate floor is not appropriate. Or that when I say cloth masks don't work because I'm trying to save lives, because if you go into the room with your grandparents and wearing a cloth mask, you're going to get infected. If an 80-year-old's taking care of their wife and they're wearing a cloth mask and their wife has COVID, they're going to get infected because the cloth masks don't work.
Enough with the snotty-nosed punks at YouTube. Senator Paul has left YouTube. Somebody else, one of their biggest market Bitcoin experts today, declared he's off to Rumble. Guys, follow us, Rumble today, rumble.com/Seb Gorka. All our videos, live streaming, that's rumble.com/Seb Gorka. And he's right. Senator Paul is right. We're back with Jenna Ellis. We've got 90 seconds left. It's gone far too fast. Got to get you back in studio.
Anytime. I love it. And on that note, my podcast is moving to video next week. Will be on Rumble, so definitely subscribe to the Jenna Ellis Show.
The Jenna Ellis Show.
The
Do
Jenna
it today.
JennaEllisShow.com or wherever you stream podcasts.
So, you are Don Quixote tilting at windmills to try and solve perhaps the biggest threat to our nation. What's it going to take? Is it going to take a George Soros on our side? What's the missing piece of the puzzle, Jenna Ellis?
I think it's going to take America First candidates finally standing up, getting into office, and having the power of elected office to actually do something to change this. Because right now, the GOP is so weak. It's so absurdly pathetic. You have Ronna Romney McDaniel, who's the chairwoman, doing absolutely nothing. But my encouragement for 2022 is that if you look at the composition, especially on state level, you see more and more regular American citizens, like our Constitution intended, standing up. They'll get elected. That's what's going to change this country.
I think I've said it several times on this show. The answer is very simple. It's up to us. It's a republic as long as you can keep it, a wise man once said. Follow this lady, Jenna Ellis, ESQ. Listen to her podcast. Check her out on Rumble next week. In the meantime, you've been listening to America First with me, Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Trump, member of the National Security Education Board. Wherever you are, stay frosty.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.